1 Corinthians chapter 9. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Yeshua the Messiah, our master? Are not you in my work in Yahweh? If I be not an apostle to others, yet doubtless I am to you, for the seal of my apostleship are you in Yahweh. My answer to them that do examine me is this: have we not power to eat and drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of Yeshua and Cephas? Or I only in Barnabas? Have not we power to forbear working? Who goes a warfare at any time on his own charges? Who plants a vineyard and eats not of the fruit of it? Or who feeds a flock and does not partake of the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man? Or says not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treads out the corn. Does Yahweh take care for oxen? Or does he say it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that plows should plow in hope, and he that threshes in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown to you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the good news of the Messiah. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so has the Master ordained that they which preach the good news should live of the good news. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things that it should be so done to me. For it would be better for me to die than that any man should make my boasting void. For though I preach the good news, I have nothing to boast of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is unto me if I do not preach the good news. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if I do it against my will, a dispensation of the good news is committed to me. What is my reward then? Truly, that when I preach the good news, I may make the good news of the Messiah without charge, that I abuse not my power in the good news. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant to all, that I may gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews, and to them that are under the law as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are outside of the law, as without law, being not without law to Yahweh, but under the law to the Messiah, that I might gain them that are outside of the law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the good news' sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Do you not know that they which run in a race run all? But one receives the prize. So run, that you might obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beats the air. But I keep under my body and bring it to subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. End of chapter.